Hi guys, thanks for joining me for today's meditation. We are just entering into our third week of daily meditations, and this week's theme is the flawed perception of forgetting to see ourselves as a result of causes and conditions. And that has many layers, and one of those layers for me points to and speaks to our interconnectedness. And today's piece of art is really awesome on many levels, in my opinion. It's these sculpture / telephone wires that are in Norway. And they're made by, or they're commissioned, I guess, made by two architects, Jin Cho and Thomas Shine. And they're these massive telephone poles that are made out of metal, but they're sculptures to look like humans. And the wires pass between them to connect everybody. And I like this first on the first level I think about is I often think about this when humans are no longer on this planet and hopefully some aliens come down and they take a look at all the things we've left behind. For the most part, there's going to be a lot of trash and a lot of just boring buildings and things like that. But I love the idea of them coming across these massive human sculptures and neat installations that people put a lot of time and consideration into making. But on the other level that I really appreciate this work and why I chose it for today and for this idea of interconnectedness is because these sculptures are of humans, of people, and they literally connect people through conversations and messages. And so that's why I chose this piece today, just to share it with you. So if you haven't already, go ahead and take a seat and get comfortable so we'll begin our meditation. So begin by taking a nice long full breath in, full breath out. And just check in with yourself this morning or this afternoon. And see how your body feels. Scan your bones and your muscles for different sensations and experiences. And take your awareness further inward and feel the movement of your breath coming into your body. And allow your spine to lift up nice and tall. And then soften through your face, soften through your jaw, and in particular, soften through your tongue. So release your body as much as possible here and use that as a tool to start to soften in your mind, in your headspace. I'm bringing back to mind our art piece for the day, these telephone poles. And I think something that's really important to remember and keep in mind throughout the day and pretty much all the time is that our words and our actions, but largely our words, have effects on other people. And so when you take the time to speak, when you communicate a message, consider where that's coming from. Bring some thought into it. And remember that your actions and your words, they vibrate out from you and keep going from person to person. And that interconnectedness is always there. So maybe a word or something you've said to someone, you find out years later, profoundly impacted them and maybe even changed the course of their trajectory. So keep that in mind as we're looking at communication, as we're looking at interconnectedness and how really all of us are here through a series of causes and conditions. And there's a Zen haiku that I think is rather fitting for this. The temple bell stops, but the sound keeps coming out of the flowers. So I'm going to let you sit with that and sit with our sculptural image here. And just allow yourself to really drop in, not worrying too much about things you may have already said or things you're going to say, but just feeling your own energy here, your own presence, and having a sense of calm and stillness that you can carry with you out into the day, so that when you do take the time to speak with others or act and just exist out there in the world, it's coming from a place of groundedness and clarity and intention. The temple bell stops, but the sound keeps coming out of the flowers. So I hope you carry your vibrations and send them out there into the world on a positive note today. And thank you for joining me. I'll talk to you tomorrow.